consideration of the spiritual gifts. We've been walking through these now for, this is our ninth week, considering what God has trusted to every one of his kids by faith in Jesus, and in the way of a spiritual gift, something that we can do because God's Holy Spirit enables us to do it. It can either coincide with a natural ability or talent, or it can be something totally different than that. But these spiritual gifts are something that God's Holy Spirit enables every Christian to do, not for their own benefit, but for the benefit of the church. And so we have spent quite a bit of time looking at the individual gifts. This morning I want to bring just a couple of concluding comments, but let me read from Romans chapter 12. This is one of the three major spiritual gift portions in the New Testament that we've considered. I want to read this to remind us and refocus us. Would you please stand with me in honor of the reading of God's Word? Romans chapter 12. I will be reading verses 6 through 8. Follow along with me, please. The Apostle Paul writes this: "In his grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. So if God has given you the ability to prophesy, speak out with as much faith as God has given you. If your gift is serving others, serve them well. If you are a teacher, teach well. If your gift is to encourage others, be encouraging. If it is giving, give generously. If God has given you leadership ability, take the responsibility seriously. And if you have a gift for showing kindness to others, do it gladly." Father, as we wrap up our exploration of these gifts that you trust to us, very individually, very specifically, tailored for each one of us individually and intended for the enhancement, for the improvement, for the encouragement of this body of Christ right here. As we have considered these, thank you for trusting us with so much. Would you help us now as we take the next step to step a bit further into that which you have for each one of us. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You can be seated. Let me just offer three observations as we wrap up our consideration of these gifts. Number one, let me remind you, the Apostle Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 7, he says, "Now you," speaking to the church in Corinth, this young, immature, very dysfunctional church, he says, "Now you have every spiritual gift you need as you eagerly wait for the return of our Lord Jesus Christ." What he's saying is that God has given every local church every spiritual gift that it needs to be healthy. Wrap your mind around that for a minute. We don't necessarily need to pray that God will bring somebody into our presence that has such and such a spiritual gift. No, God knows who we are. He knows what he's calling us to do. And he knows what gifts he has trusted to those who call Christ Center home. And he has given every gift to our church that we need to be healthy. The only issue is, number one, we may not know what our gifts are. And sometimes, in fact, quite often, I'm afraid, within the church, not just ours, but the church, big C, even if we know what our gifts are, we may not be exercising them. God leaves that up to us. It's a choice. The key is knowing what your spiritual gifts are and choosing to exercise them. I'm going to give you, in a few minutes, I'm going to give you a little tool, very simple tool, that will help you to begin to explore what your personal gifts are. perhaps to discover what your personal gifts might be. The second observation is this. Almost always, your primary spiritual gift or gifts will be energized by a similar passion. Psalm 37, verse 4, David tells us that take delight in the Lord. Delight, that is, it's an incredible word. Take delight, enjoy, to passionately involve yourself. Enjoy God himself and your relationship with him. Take delight in the Lord and he will give you your heart's desires. In the context of spiritual gifts, what do you really enjoy doing? What turns your crank? Now hopefully you'll know what those words mean. That's a word description for what? Come on. What's that? No, literally, when I say turns your crank, what am I referring to? Starting a car in the old days, before electric ignition and starter motors, you started a car by cranking it. What gets you going? What gets your motor going? What are you passionate? What do you really enjoy? What do you delight in? That's the question. And most often, almost without exception, if you're passionate about something, God, through his Holy Spirit, is going to empower that passion for the benefit of the kingdom, for the benefit of the local church, for the benefit of the church universal. What excites you? What energizes you? Because the reality is this: a believer is never happier nor more productive than when they are exercising their spiritual gifts. If you go to Ephesians chapter 4, that was the last portion mentioned list of gifts that we looked at. And there Paul tells us that the Holy Spirit has given to the church apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastor teachers. And he says, these were given to the church to equip the church to do the work of ministry. Now, in the past, we've put the comma in the wrong place on that statement. And we've gotten from that God has given the church apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers to do the work of ministry. That's what we pay you for, Pastor. No. No, that is a terrible misunderstanding of Scripture. I am here to encourage you, to give you an opportunity to begin to do what you are passionate and gifted to do. That's why I'm here. That's what the pastor is to do. And if you go on in the next few verses there in Ephesians 4, right after the list of those gifts given to the church, Paul goes on to say that all of these are when we start to do the work of ministry, then and only then, do we find out the extent of who Jesus is? Do we really begin to discover how intimate and personal God is? Only then, only when we are exercising the gifts that God has given us, only then. Now, the words that he uses are mind-blowing. We grow up into the full stature of the nature of Jesus. You say, now wait a minute, Jesus, Son of God, come on, I can't be like, it's not what Paul said. Paul said, if you want to become everything that God intends you to be, then you need to start exercising the gifts. Be in the ministries, in the activities, using it, the passions, motivated by your passions, energized by the Holy Spirit, to begin doing what He has built you to do. Outside of that, you ain't going to grow up. Significant that the Apostle Paul, dealing with this young, immature church in Corinth, he spends more time talking about spiritual gifts there than he does in any of the other New Testament books. And he started out in chapter 1, God has given you, church at Corinth, every gift that you need to be healthy. But you're not healthy. And the reason you're not healthy is because you're not doing what I am trying to equip you to do. By the way, you can put Christ Center into that. Christ Center, to the extent that we are dysfunctional as a church, to that extent is the extent to which many of us are not using what God has given us. What are you doing with what God has given you? Now, I understand that we are basically a retirement community, aren't we? Now, it hadn't always been that way. Our church has had a glorious history of ministry to the whole family. We have a wonderful nursery downstairs. Hasn't been used in years. Now, we're going to talk about this a little bit later, okay, so I won't go much further than that. But the bottom line is, I believe we as a church are just beginning to scratch the surface of what God wants us to do now. In who we are now. We're not a family church. We are a church of retirees. And one of the problems with that is, all of us, and here this is true confessions, we have reached a point in our lives when we've said, been there, done that, my time to take a break. Am I right? Guess what? God understands where we are in our energy level, in our season of life. But He ain't done with us yet. Not done with us, as a body or individually. What are you passionate about? Number 3, when you are exercising your spiritual gifts, at least 2 things will happen. Number 1, people will comment on the outstanding quality of your work and how much you seem to enjoy it. You're going to have people come up to you and say, wow, you really did a good job. And you seem to really be enjoying it. Did you enjoy it as much as it looked like you were enjoying it? You see, that's what happens. It's the sweet spot of Christianity. It's the sweet spot of your relationship with Jesus when you are using what God has trusted to you to use, regardless of the season of your life. The second is this. You will see results beyond what you thought you could produce. And in reality, they are beyond what you can produce. Only God can do it. But He wants to, and He will if you let Him. Do it through you. All right. David, you have a whole stack of spiritual gift questionnaires. Would you hand those out? And I know we have a lot of guests here this morning. I'm not going to ask you to do something you don't want to do. But this might be something that you would really enjoy. If you have never done one of these before, just put one in the hands of everybody, if you would, please. And then I'm going to walk you through how to do this. This is a self-scoring survey, and it's really simple.